Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. These two chapters give us the basics for life. They tell us what it means to live the Christian life, what it means to be a human being on the earth, what are the basic necessities for living in the presence of God, what are we supposed to do? And Luke 9 and 10 over and over and over reiterate two key duties for each one of us. The first, which Jesus taught the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, to always seek the glory of God in all things. Seek God, know God, find God wherever you can. Look for God. God is everywhere. Continue to search. Find that glory. That's number one. And the second, serve the needy. Be kind to the poor. Help those who are weak. That's our other job. And then these two chapters, by word, by example, by parable, by story, continue to emphasize those two main key duties of human beings, not only before God, but before one another. This is our main job. And here we come to the end of this main section. And Jesus has one more story for us. And maybe this story is to emphasize the most important thing. You have to listen to Jesus. Over and over and over again, spend more time listening to Jesus than anything else. Our number one task, because Jesus is here, because Jesus is God, because Jesus is before all things and in all things, and in Him are created all things, we are to spend as much time as possible listening to the Creator of heaven and earth. It just would serve us well. It's a good idea. As Jesus says to Mary, it will never be taken from us. That's the message. And along the way, there's this interchange between Mary and Martha. Jesus is a guest in their home, and Martha is serving him. She's being a good Samaritan. She is being kind to the poor. This time, the poor one is Jesus. She is being helpful. She's doing the right thing. Mary, on the other hand, is only listening to Jesus. And Jesus uses this interchange to teach what is most important. Even more important than being helpful, than being a good Samaritan, is spending as much time as possible listening to Jesus. Of course, when we do, Jesus will say, "Be a good Samaritan, go and do likewise." So there you are. It's interesting what Jesus says to Martha. Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted. Worried and distracted. When I heard those two words, immediately it comes to mind, the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is a great way to listen to Jesus. Not that it's more important than any other scripture text, but these are the very words of Jesus. You get it direct. We would be well to read this sermon, three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, every week. It would serve us very well. We would get the flavor. And in it, Jesus tells us who we are. You're the salt of the earth. You make a difference. You have impact in the world. Oh, okay. And then Jesus gives us instruction how to spend our time and how to actually listen to what Jesus says. Now, one of the things that Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount is to not spend time worrying about what we eat or about what we wear. Now, I don't do that a lot, but I do it way more than is needed. I waste a lot of time worrying about what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to wear. And I mostly dress mostly like a slob, and I don't worry much about what I eat. For instance, just the other day, I was working at Extreme Community Makeover, volunteering, and at lunch, they always have burritos. And they're just delicious, and you're always tired, and I just inhale it, and then sometimes I'm almost too tired to eat, but it's so delicious because I'm so famished. Well, this week, they got different burritos. And so Angela asked me, well, which burrito do you like better? I said, well, I would have had to have spent time comparing. I think they're both good. I just eat them. I don't think about it. And Jesus is urging us in this text, don't waste time worrying about which one you like better. You eat for nourishment. Spend more time listening to what Jesus would instruct you to do. That's a thought. I'm not sure that it will work. I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to discipline my life. I have to probably read the Sermon on the Mount more often. But to not worry about what I eat or what I wear, I would save a lot of time. Certainly a lot of time shopping. Another thing in the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus asks us not to do, not to spend time doing, is to be judgmental. Jesus urges us, do not judge. Now this comes on the heels of the parable of the Good Samaritan, so it's fitting. Because most people in Jesus' day had already judged the Samaritans as to being, well, heretics. They were off. They had missed the point. They were wrong in many of their doctrines. And then Jesus says, but this good Samaritan is the model for how we're supposed to live. This good Samaritan gets it right. And Jesus affirms him, despite him being wrong in doctrine. Oh, and that's what Jesus is saying to Martha. Don't be distracted with being judgmental about others, pointing out their faults, pointing out their points of doctrine that they miss, pointing out their mistakes, telling them that they're wrong and you're right. That's what it means to judge. Now, most of us spend a good deal of time doing this. And to lessen that time is going to take some work. But Jesus promises to help. So we'll keep urging. Spend less time judging. Spend more time listening to what Jesus tells us to do. Loving our neighbor. being kind to the poor, helping those who are weak. Something else in the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus urges us not to do is to be angry. It's one of my favorite pastimes, especially when I'm driving. And if I took notes, I probably would conclude that I spend an inordinate amount of time in this wasteful act. Being angry doesn't help. Being angry can give us a note that something is wrong, but then we don't have to continue it. We don't have to continue in our anger because it'll just turn into bitterness and it will not serve us well. So Jesus is urging us, spend more time listening to Jesus and less time being angry. Jesus also urges us to not worry about tomorrow. Not only don't worry about what you eat or what you wear, don't worry about tomorrow. Wow. That's a big time consumer. Jesus says, yes, there will be trouble. Yes, it will be challenging. But hey, you got plenty of challenges today. Why would you worry about the challenges of tomorrow? You can worry about them tomorrow. So don't worry about tomorrow. That would require some work as well. But the less time I spend worrying about tomorrow, the more time I have to not only read the Sermon on the Mount, but to spend time with Jesus in prayer, meditation, just listening, just hearing Jesus' voice, reassuring me that I have a friend, that I have an advocate, that I have one who loves me, who saves me, who will be with me forever. More time I can spend doing that, I think it would serve me well. And it will never be taken away from me. So in this text, we learn. Listen to Jesus, reiterating the truth that is in these two chapters. Look for the glory of the Lord everywhere. Or as Zach Bryan puts it, I see God in everything. The trees, pain, and nights in the spring. Yes. Yesterday, there was a funeral in Traverse City, Michigan. A funeral for Walter Brueggemann. He lived to be 92. And Walter Brueggemann was born in 1933, in the midst of the Depression, in Tilden, Nebraska. Little tiny town. And Walter Brueggemann, in my opinion, is one of the finest biblical scholars of our time. Get this. He was an Old Testament professor and a seminary president, and you know, he was just the leader of leaders. Great teacher. I heard him speak one time in Chicago. His voice is so good. It's like you're listening to God. And he knew the Bible, especially the Old Testament, so well. And he spent all of his time looking for the glory of the Lord in every word of the Scriptures and then writing about it. So far, okay, I know he's already in glory, but so far he has written 120 books. And they say that there are several books that are just sitting there that he's already written that haven't been published yet. We'll see how many more are. His writings on the scriptures are absolutely magnificent. And as the preacher at his funeral said, but basically he's written the same thing for 50 years. He keeps telling us that the most important thing for all of us to be doing is to connect to the holy purpose and power of God. And the aches and the hopes of a faithful community. That's what we all should do. Connect to the purpose and power of God. And the aches and the hopes of a faithful community. That's what Jesus is urging us to do with the actions of Mary. Mary is the model. Walter Brueggemann just learned from Mary. I'm going to just spend every possible moment listening to what God says to us and how God might teach us and reassure us and encourage us and bless us.